from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The United States said Tuesday it is withholding tens of millions of dollars from the UN agency that supports Palestinian refugees. It could cut more if reforms are not made, it said. VOA's UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the Trump administration will withhold $65 million from its initial 2018 contribution to the UN Relief and Works Agency, known as UNRWA. This amount represents over half the initial tranche of $125 million the U.S. would normally have provided UNRWA at the beginning of the year. The U.S. gives about $364 million annually to UNRWA, paid in two installments, making it the agency's top donor. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres told reporters that if such cuts are made, they would have a devastating impact. UNRWA provides education and health services to some 5 million Palestinians in the West Bank, Gaza Strip, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan. Relations between the Trump administration and the Palestinian Authority deteriorated after the U.S. decision last month to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and to move its embassy there. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
A former CIA officer has been arrested and charged with illegally keeping national defense information, the U.S. Justice Department said Tuesday. Jerry Chun Xing Li, also known as Zhen Cheng Li, was arrested Monday night after arriving at New York's JFK Airport. He's a naturalized 53-year-old U.S. citizen, currently residing in Hong Kong. Li had maintained a top-secret clearance. He began working for the CIA as a case officer in 1994. This is VOA News. A report from the UN Children's Fund finds babies born in war-torn Yemen are dying at an alarmingly high rate because of the collapsing health care system and a lack of food and clean water. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The UN Children's Fund reports more than 3 million children have been born in Yemen since the country's civil war escalated in March 2015. The agency's report, called Born into War, describes the violent, hopeless situation of displacement, disease, poverty and hunger into which these children are born. UNICEF says most of the estimated 3,000 babies born every day are delivered outside a health center with no skilled birth attendant present. It reports 40% of the births are premature and 30% suffer from low birth weight. Most worrying of all, it notes, is 25% of the newborns die within the first month because of infections and a variety of deprivations. UNICEF spokesman Christophe Bouyrak says undernutrition plays a big role in those deaths. He says around 1.8 million children are acutely malnourished and about 400,000 are severely acutely malnourished. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump criticized Democratic lawmakers Tuesday, saying their demands to include protections for young undocumented immigrants in a bill that would prevent a government shutdown this week would cost the military. He said the Democrats want to shut down the government over amnesty for all and border security. The biggest loser will be our rapidly rebuilding military at a time we need it more than ever. He said those words on Twitter. Democratic leaders have said they most likely will oppose a measure that does not protect the 800,000 young immigrants known as Dreamers. The cold snap that has descended across northeast Russia is so severe that it's broken the public thermometer in the world's coldest village. A new electronic thermometer in Omyakon showed it to be at minus 62 degrees Celsius, but then it broke because it was too cold. Residents of Yakutia are no strangers to cold weather. Children are expected to go to school even when it is minus 40 degrees Celsius. But it was so cold that school was canceled Tuesday throughout the region, and police told parents to keep their children inside. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.